Hey, Big Love fam, welcome to Super Freak. This is a high vibe podcast, y'all, exploring all things frequencies, how they govern form, shape our realities, and are the key to living from your full potential. It's non-woo convos about super woo shit, unpacking what I call the science of self, from body and soul literacy to the power of understanding vibration, higher consciousness, quantum physics, and spiritual psych. Let this podcast become a resource for you on your journey to self-mastery. If you're curious and ready to free your mind, unlock the body, and truly become limitless, then you're in the right place. I'm your host, Tally. This is Super Freak, awakening for the next gen. Let's go. All right, everybody. For this week's episode, we're pulling back the curtain on the Trust and Surrender with Time Awakening series, which was very powerful and very potent based on everybody's feedback. I never know what I'm going to be kind of teaching or how the sessions are going to go until I'm in them. And this one was particularly powerful. So the first call is usually a deeper clearing. The second one is a continuation of that. And then by the third time, the third call in these series is usually a pretty powerful activation. So I'm going to be showcasing several different clips because it was such a powerful invitation for people to expand their awareness on what trust and surrender is. And particularly with the third call where I really break down how to collapse timelines and how to actually manipulate the structure of time using a very specific sequence. So without further ado, let's get into this first clip.
The framework, the fabric of it is an illusion. The construct is perceptual. And then we are operating inside of that because we need it to operate in this environment per se, because we're in a 3D holographic experience. We're in this computer simulation. So we need it. Otherwise, everything would be happening all at once. It would be chaos. Only if you do not know how to render yourself. But if you do, and you can focus on a single moment in time, then everything happening all at once does not become chaotic. There's certain atmospheric training. Going to keep using these different examples on calibrating in very arduous conditions, specifically with spacecraft manipulation and with learning how to maneuver very specific anti-gravity spacecraft, are put into a simulation where you actually have to contract your body and learn and master how to be in a single moment. You have to circle the square, essentially, which is what the Vitruvian Man is all about with Da Vinci. Is the mathematics behind circling a square. So don't worry if you don't understand what that means. But the idea, technically, those two things can't fit together. And then they do because of the precision of how you're rendering yourself within it, right? The perception within it. You actually take the mathematics of the Vitruvian Man's arm and then you square it with the distance between, you know, the leg and the hip. These things don't make sense. They actually shouldn't make sense, but yet they are mathematically oddly perfect and give you a map for how other things operate within the system of reality or within the illusion of reality. But I say all of that because that's an example of how to render yourself. So when you're operating at really high speeds, coming back to a track, there's a certain level of precision and presence and knowing that you need to have with yourself in order to start making these big moves. So manifestation creation, which is what the high voltage mastermind folks will be working on in June, very high levels of it, creator, understanding what that means, is about precision and mastery. So who you want to be is 5, 6, 7 clicks from now, and you need to start acting as if you can handle the resonance of that. Then it requires, or that version of you requires a certain level of energy in a container to be able to hold the light, to be able to handle the resonance of that version of you. So if you back that off 7 different paces, right? And you start going like by the second, by the minute, you're getting trained for that version of you right now, literally right now. That's what this is all about. It's expansion, it's contraction. And provided you're staying in the center of yourself and you're staying in this level of work and you sign up for all of it, the good, the bad, the ugly, whatever, then you are learning precision. You automatically will kind of start to understand how to render yourself because you're starting to learn this language and understand the mechanics of this, which is why I have to go over it so much. And I teach so much of the basics of this part of the protocol because I bypassed it for so long, thinking it was just such, so much of an eye roll, so much to the point where I would fast forward on all the meditations that I would listen to, including the lecture. Just get into the work. I don't give a shit. Also not beneficial to do that. Because there's so much talk in the spiritual community about shifting and jumping timelines, and no one knows really what the fuck that even means. You actually don't jump anywhere. You merge, you expand, and then you have to ultimately contract because it's like getting thrown up into 30,000 feet altitude from 5,000 and then expecting to be able to handle what comes with that level of atmospheric change, thermodynamics, astrophysics, et cetera. It's a totally different level. So you're going to get ahead of it, tracked, and then rebalance that out at a different level. That's essentially what jumping is. You're not jumping, you're actually expanding. So you're expanding inside. Okay. Even the idea of shifting is also fine. Maybe consider updating it to expanding your awareness, the consciousness, into other possibilities. That's exactly what's happening. That's kind of the way I've come to define it for myself. Is your shifting timelines, you're jumping, fine, in the field of endless possibilities and probabilities. Your possibilities, let's say, are the timelines, okay? The probabilities of you actually being able to maintain those timelines, or let's say a very specific timeline, that probability factor is predicated on your level of resonance. It's predicated on render yourself in space-time based on your level of resonance, based on how much you have yourself, hold the zero point, etc. So now, as an exercise, you've dropped this version into your body. The brain and the nervous system understand the assignment. Okay, it's been imprinted. Now, literally imagine every single one of those wheels collapsing down the grounding cord, going to the core of the planet, and taking everything that doesn't serve you with it. So now there's nothing. Okay. You have those lines, the sphere, and those meridians, your spirit body, and this time structure that was created around you completely collapsed. Done. Timelines collapse over. What's happening to those meridians now? What way are they spinning, right? Or the energy centers, those balls, are they stable? Are they stagnant? What happened to the structure around you? Now build it again. Build another person. That's great. Now build it again. Build another ladder around number 8. Build another wheel of time. Okay. Around 7, 6, 5, all the way down to 1. Now, which way is everything spinning? What's happening now? How do you feel in your body after doing that?
All right, everybody, that was a teaser from the Awakening series on Trust and Surrender with Time. If you are interested in learning how to bend and manipulate time, how to collapse timelines in a way that keeps you incredibly anchored in your body, it's a very specific sequence that I teach. Go ahead and purchase it on the shop.
Thanks so much for listening, you guys. Please make sure to leave a review and follow the fun on social media because that's how it works in this world. In the meantime, get your freak on. I'll see you in the next session.